this is Biga the Oda Gal Podcast. Thank you, Zero Bass, for the opening song, Trippy Trigger. I got some new listeners from T-Mode. I passed them flyers out. How you doing? Welcome. This is Viga the Oda Gal Podcast. And of course, I'm Viga, obviously. Anyway, tonight, what we got in store? I actually have some news that is interesting enough to talk about that wasn't on Anime News Network. But I do have a nice shout-out for Answer Man. And I disagree with Daryl Serrato or something. Also, in the terms of review, I'll be talking about Girl Power, the OVA, released by ADV Films a while ago. And the moment you've been waiting for, T-Mode Convention Talk, and my thoughts on T-Mode. Woo! First up, my news. There's the site called Luscious. Yes, it's spelled LU.SCIO.US. And it's a hentai site where you get to look at all this different hentai and download it and get look at doujin. Basically like this other site, Delicious, with two on the page, My Delicious. And you basically tag all the hentai or porn that you like. It's like this whole, basically a bookmarking site for that. Host some things. I really enjoy it for my naughty nature. I'll be talking more about it on the hentai episode coming soon. Anyway, Luscious finally decided to crack down on Lolicon, which is a good thing. I mean, if you don't know, Lolicon is basically young girls under the age of puberty, you know, doing naughty things or looking in naughty ways. That's not a very nice part of fandom, but it does exist much more. I can't really say much more except Japan, but I know it's cracked down and looked down upon as it is in America. Anyway, on their site, they wrote, and they actually put a picture up of some porn actress in a schoolgirl outfit that's older. But they put a note saying, despite the pictures, this has nothing to do with real porn. This only applies to the hentai section. The pictures are just there for spice. Hey, hentai fans, it's finally time to address the Lolicon issue. No more preamble. Let's jump into things. Official policy. Lolicon is banned. This is not a policy that I wanted to push, but it's current U.S. law. And they have a link to the judiciarysenate.gov and its law on child porn. And it's in section 502. And you'll think Lolicon is allowed because it's not, since it's not specifically excluded by being indistinguishable from a minor. However, in 504, obscene content, including artwork, is re-included in the ban. To date, only the 502 section has seen any news time and is the only thing being challenged in court. The reason being that 502 carries stricter penalties since it labels content such as child porn. Violate 502 and you'll become a sex offender for life and get guaranteed jail time. Violate 504 and you merely violated an obscenity regulation. And this is U.S. law. We must follow the U.S. law because A, the servers are located in U.S., B, most of the users are U.S. citizens, and C, the staff is located in U.S. And that's part of the article that Luscious has put up. Then there's the question, will you rage against the machine? They simply put, no. To anyone who thinks we should take a stand on this issue and be the lightning rod, I pose the same question to you. Why don't you take a stand? Basically, they're just talking about the whole stop bitching and start a revolution, but who wants to start a revolution about Lolicon? Dude, I mean, there are people who actually defend it in a non-pornographic way, but still, my whole thing on it, here's my take. I don't care if you do, as long as you don't fuck kids. Me, personally, I don't want another Tsutomu Miyazaki. In fact, looked it up on Wikipedia, because I don't want another one of those in our country, because then it'll just ruin the fandom for all of us, just like it did in Japan. And that's how otaku became a derogatory or very scary term to them. And yeah, it may be still used today, but if you look up the history of otaku, it has to do with that person, Sutomu Miyazaki, who really liked Lolicon. If that happens again in this age, then all the U.S. fandom would be blacklisted. And also, they have a whole list of what's considered Lolicon if they meet the following criteria: flat-chested, short, general Lolicon shape. They come right out and say they're a minor, regardless of their body shape, meaning even if they have D cups, but if they say they're 5 years old, then it still counts. And yes, Shota is banned too. Yeah, basically, they really crack down. And they have a message from Fonzie, one of the moderators of the site, and talking about how he's tired of people trying to sneak through some lowly and stuff like that. They know. Otherwise, go to Lush. I'll be speaking more about it on the Hentai Show coming in about a month or two. Stay tuned for that. Again, I say, I don't care what you jack off to, just don't actually try and do it in real life. And don't fuck up my fandom. If I find out you fuck up my fandom by, I don't know, trying to take some lowly on a plane from Japan to America and getting caught or something, everyone's gonna go after you. Whatever, don't go after it like, hi, I like little girls. No. Hey, you know what I noticed? Every time Kodomo no Jikon is mentioned in some sort of news somewhere else with that type of, in that type of genre, something happens. Like, the day before this Luscious thing happened, Kodomo no Jikon was brought up again on Anime News Network, and of course, a million page thread arguing that's not going to go anywhere. I don't know, just a small observation. Also, speaking of which, my friend Jesse was checking out and downloading new anime. He called me up, like, around 9 o'clock. I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, oh, what's that anime you told me about that had to do with that teacher, that girl? I was like, Kodomo no Jikon? Yeah, I think I actually downloaded that, because I didn't know what it was, and shit. I was like, just delete it and forget what you saw. Oh my god, what did I... That girl was the... Yeah, I know, the girl wants to do that to the teacher. In concept, I'm not sure what to think. It's too extreme for America. That's why Nymphic got banned. That's a whole long story that was earlier this year. Even though it seems like it would be funny, and I hear the manga's actually good, I'm kind of on the fence about it. But I would actually check out the manga just to see what the fuck everyone's talking about. But I don't know. It just seems too intense for anyone. Seems too wrong for anyone. I just don't see the whole, wow, she's hot, even though she's 8. If you ever watched Drawn Together, remember the second season opener? Where, the second season premiere, when Spink is like, hey, Shortcake, what are you, 8? He's like, try 18. I just taste 8. That was fucked up. I don't know. I just imagine a whole AMV using that scene. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, off of that topic, well, sort of. Answer Man, Zach Bursky from Anime News Network. On Friday, 300th column. Woo! Congratulations, Zach, if you ever hear this. Yeah, if you never went to Anime News Network and read Answer Man, it's a good read. In fact, I wholeheartedly recommend that column if you've never been to that website. In fact, I love that whole website. I love its forums. I'm always there. I get my anime news when I need it. I actually have online friends from there, which is awesome. And it's a cool place. But anyway, Answer Man. Awesome column. Read it. I have no problem plugging him because I just think he's awesome. I even got at the ANN panel at Otakon earlier this year, I got a free Menchie for asking a question. I remember, my questions. One of them was, which one's crazier, East Coast fans, West Coast fans? And he agrees with the East Coast because East Coast is the shit. Woo! And the other one was about how fans can control, like, could they control industries and their decisions? But anyway, every time you ask a question, you get a prize. And I got him to sign my Menchie, which was pretty awesome. So I call him my Zach Menchie. Oh yeah, if you don't know, Menchie's the dog from XL Saga, and I got a plushie of him. I should take a picture of that and put it on the page. Anyway, 300th column. Good work, Zach. Great work. Anyway, also in that column, they have this new thing called Answer Fans. It replaced the Rant, which is starting to get stale. So a few weeks ago, he replaced it with Answer Fans and has lots of success. In fact, I try and turn in the question if turn in the answer if I have an answer to the question. One of the questions from the week prior was asked about Moe. And there were some really interesting answers about it. A lot of them was really funny. And Daryl Surratt of Anime World Order had probably the most unique answer and probably the most kick-ass answer. But within that answer was a comment about thinking, well, he thinks that Moe fans equal pedophilia. Lolicon fans. Moe, yeah, it can be turned into Lolicon because some guys want to jack off to cute little Moe chicks. But there's lots of Moe fans and Moe lovers that aren't Lolicon lovers and aren't pedos. I just think that was a blanket statement that was really ignorant. Although, I kind of give him a pass on, like, I give him a pass on the ignorant slap. Yeah, between me and my friends, when someone says something stupid or dumb, we just be like, ignorance slap. Or we have a glove and throw ignorance glove. I'll give him a pass because someone who likes Koike can't be all bad. I actually stated this. Hell, anyone who loves Koike can't be all bad. I mean, he is kind of cool. I really love his podcast. But I really don't agree with that comment. Like, there was this other answer to that question from the two sisters who just likes the cuteness. And me, how I feel about Moe, I don't like it because the stories are boring and stale and too cutesy for my taste. But the artistry, the character designs, really nice. Stories suck. Example, Air. Another example, possibly Lucky Star. And I'm sure Canon sucks too. I'm not sure if Sister Princess counts as Moe. I guess it kind of does. But, and, well, Mikuru has a pass. I like Mikuru. But her aunt, Harui's not considered Moe, I don't think. Some people might, some people don't. I consider it seinen because, you know, it was actually written for a seinen audience. Anyway, Daryl Surratt, that comment was a douche comment, but you yourself aren't a douche. I don't know. I guess I should think of him as a respected asshole. Because he kind of gives off that air sometimes, like he's an asshole. But he's like the type of asshole you'd be cool with. Again, Moe lovers, Moe fans do not equal pedo fans. They just like the cutesy stories or the cutesy style, even though that, I think that sucks, but I mean, it's their bag. I mean, look at Akihabara. It's basically Moe Central in the last, I don't know, I guess years, 2 years or so. It's just a big otaku trend. I'm sure someday it'll be super shonen seinen action shows. Gekiga will start to explode again. Okay, I doubt Gekiga will ever explode, ever, with all the shoujo and seinen, and I mean shoujo and shonen. Yeah. Oh, so you know, I have a big, wide range of tastes. Just got into Gekiga like during the summer. And I always liked shonen and shoujo. Seinen, I do like a few seinen titles. And josei, of course, because I'm a woman. So yeah, expect a mixed bag of all those type of things. Just because it's Viga to Odagao doesn't mean it's Viga to shoujo only Odagao. In fact, there's in the promo, one of the promos I'm going to tell you about, yeah, it kind of explains that. Speaking of promos, I've now made 2 promos, so if you're out there have a podcast, feel free to partake if you like me. Only plug me if you think you like what you hear, if you like me, if you like this podcast. Don't plug me just for you know, maybe the chance that you'll be plugged back, or, hey, I'll plug you if you'll plug me. Nah, I mean, I have to genuinely like you to plug you. If I don't like your podcast, I'm not going to plug you whether you plug me or not. That's how I feel. Now, say if, like, I don't know, Geek Nights was like, hey, I'll plug you if you plug me. But I like Geek Nights, and I would do so either way. I'd do so even without being asked, because that's my favorite podcast. Same with Anime World Order, or if Anime Utahime did one. Yes, so that's my stance on that. Also, forums. Yes, I mentioned it in the new ending, which same song, just more explanation and ending. That there's forums. Yes, now you could go to the link on the right side of the page, all the way at the top near the little logo, and you'll see a link to the forums. Join them, talk back. There's forums for Ota Geek stuff. I have one for anime, one for manga and comics, TV shows, sci-fi, fan-fi. There's even a 4chanery section where you could act like a 4chaner. And if you register, you'll see the hidden section. Yes, there's a section of that forum that only a registered person can see. If remember that. Anyway, now it's time for the moment that you listen to this podcast for 15 minutes or so, almost 16 minutes, T-Mode, after this promo.
So everyone's been yelling at us to do some promo.
Yeah, what's the deal?
I don't know. I all promos I hear suck, and it kind of sucks to talk about ourselves. What are we going to say? Yeah, Geek Nights is awesome.
Yeah, what are we going to say? You should listen to the Geek Nights podcast, the best podcast in the world.
Maybe we could do something clever. I don't know, make a story, some sort of funny gag.
But all those funny gags, you know, if it's so forced and corny, that's no good, you know, because our podcast is the exact opposite of forced and corny.
Yeah, like...
It's just let loose.
In a world where anime and manga are blah, 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 Geek Nights, Geek Nights.
In a world where geeks are king and they need podcasts 4 nights a week about everything, listen to Geek... It's such crap. That's not going to make anyone want to listen.
Yeah, so what are we going to do?
I really have no idea. I hate self-promoting. It makes me feel uncomfortable. It makes me feel like a shill. I don't know. What do?
We could just tell people the URL and they'll figure it out for themselves.
Maybe.
All right, Geek Nights, www.frontrowcrew.com.
That was painful.
Yeah, that felt really bad.
All right.
Now, one thing that sucks is I couldn't go on Friday because of this thing called work and this thing called money and this thing called college where I pay for it. But there were some interesting things I went to see on Friday night, like Geek Comedy Tour, which, like I said, when they were at CouchCon, awesome. Let's see. Some events I did want to go to, like the ramen eating contest. And I was looking forward to this all Friday. Then Saturday came, and I took half the day off from work, which was lucky, went down to Crystal City, and after experiencing that on Saturday night, I went home afterwards and recorded my thoughts on T-Mo as they were fresh in my mind. Well, while they were fresh in my mind. Here's that thing I recorded on Saturday. Okay, T-Mode. Well, I did promise that I would do my fullest coverage I could concerning T-Mode. Oh man, y'all are in for one hell of a doozy. Alright, so I got off of work early and that was cool. Got to go on a train, took about an hour on a subway, walked to Crystal City, was kind of lost, but I ran into Sean and Sam. And Sean's like, so you going to T-Mode? I was like, of course. Why else would I be in Crystal City of all places? He's like, are you sure you want to go to T-Mode? And that was the point I knew something was wrong. Well, he was just telling me about how it actually sucks, how small it is, and how barely any people were there. So, you know, me, Sam, and Sean, we just all went to Pentagon City instead and just hung out, ate some food because we didn't eat all day. All I had was a pretzel. And that's it. Yeah, so, you know, got to meet Sam some more. Her real name's Samara. We just call her Sam. Talk with Sean. Talk about some samurai executioner. Talk about some anime and whatever's up at school. And I didn't make the otaku swap meet. I instead went to GameStop and traded in Karaoke Revolution and got $15 for it. Hey, I probably would have found anything at the swap meet based on what I seen at the con when I got there. So it was later on, and we went straight to the hotel room. We just hung out there. Everyone was just like, man, this con kind of blah. Man, you don't want to pay for this. I was like, damn. So I put in one of my favorite hentai DVDs. Actually, it's my only hentai DVD. It's not even my favorite. Just so we could make fun of it. Laughing at all the crappy voice acting and animation used. And beat each other up with pillows. And just fool around and be stupid like at school. Yeah, the one thing about cons, when you go with a group of friends, it's way better than going by yourself. My usual group of friends, the unadults, they weren't going to T-Mode, so I decided to go by myself, but I knew someone from school was going to be there, so I'm never really alone. After hanging out in the hotel for a while, I'm like, hey, let me just borrow one of your badges and let me go check this out for myself, so I can at least see firsthand if this place actually sucks. And of course, me and my friend Greg, that we met up with later, borrowed two people's badges. Here's a little trick. If some of you are Poe, or if it's not really that much of an important con, just borrow a badge. Or borrow it for a few hours. Especially if one of them's just like hanging in a hotel room, just kind of blah. Or just chilling out, not much to see. Something you want to see, just share a badge sometimes. But it only works for small conventions like this. Don't do this for Otakon. And don't do this for KatsuCon. Anyway, I went downstairs. What the fuck? It wasn't even the entire hotel. It's like a portion of the hotel. I walked into, I think it was just a hallway where the registration desk was. And all I saw was a few Artist Alley tables, a table for the Geek Comedy Tour, a table for the Captains, which was pretty cool. You had a J-Rock band just hanging out around the con at their table or just rocking around and interacting. I got a really good picture with one of them and talked to him a little bit, even though kind of a language barrier. But he knew a little English and I knew very little Japanese. So it kind of worked out. Anyway, there was like, what, 7 tables at the Artist Alley? And it wasn't even really an Artist Alley. It was just a hallway to everything else and just put tables in it and put artists there. That's what you call the Artist Alley. Damn. I walked straight to the gaming room because I didn't really know what panel was going on or interested in the panels. So I go to the gaming room. It's just one small room with like maybe, I don't know, less than 10 TVs. One whole table with nothing but some Super Smash, a Wii on the other side with some room for people to stand around playing with the Wiimote. And they actually had a Neo Geo. Okay, I'll give them little props because I haven't seen anyone play Neo Geo in probably ever. I just know it was this fabled console. And I was like, whoa, is that a Neo Geo? What the fuck? But, of course, I go straight to the HD Deep TV section because they have 360s hooked up. And Halo 2. Yeah, Halo 3 is coming up. I can't wait to play it, but I'm good at Halo 2. So I sat my ass down, started playing Halo with a bunch of, I guess I could say, semi-awesome people. There was this one otaku guy that I talked to, and you could tell, I mean, super otaku. Had, like, I think, Pokemon t-shirt, badge, khakis. He wore sandals and socks. Basically, your typical geek guy. Oh yeah, don't forget the Naruto headband. So, I played about a few rounds of Halo and just all system linked. And that was pretty fun. That was probably the most fun I had at that con. Just owning people or getting owned. Because I did get owned 2 games in a row. But then the second game I got... No, third game, I got second place. Oh, only by one. Could have won that one. Then the next one, I just kind of got middle. Anyway, after checking out the game room, I just left out, walked around, went into the dealer's room. You can't call it a dealer's room. I mean, it's also small. 5 dealers, but they had a good amount of merchandise. And that $10 DVD guy was really cool. I actually talked to him about Koi Kazei and Saikono and some awesome anime I was looking at. And he only sold DVDs for $10, which is pretty cheap. I got to finish up my Koi Kazei collection today. And I got Saikono DVD 2 because he didn't have any of the rest DVDs. And I don't feel like buying the box set because I already bought the first one with the special extras. Anyway, I passed some flyers around for the podcast, hoping to get some new members. Barely any cosplayers there either. I was like, where are the cosplayers at? I did see some Naruto headbands, but you can't really count those. Some Ouran High School was like the closest thing. They even had a masquerade, but the masquerade, well, sucked. I know some of my friends went to it. I decided not to go to it because it seemed like if this con was this small, I mean, what's the point? Half the con was at the masquerade, and you could tell because there was very little people outside actually walking around the convention. And I was like, where everyone at? Oh, in the masquerade. And when I looked into the room when the masquerade was done, it wasn't even, it's not a big room. Probably only 5 rows of maybe seating 20 seats each, and it's not really anything to look at. In fact, this convention wasn't worth $45 for a weekend. Maybe it was worth like $30 for a weekend, or maybe $10 a day at the most. This, not really acceptable. There was only one video room, and I didn't go to it because, and they did have some interesting panels for tomorrow. I'm recording this on Saturday night. I'm going back tomorrow just to see Geek Comedy Tour. I'll probably borrow my friend's pass again. I actually saved money by doing this because, man, I would have wasted $45. I would have been mad. They offered this badge called the Otaku Passport that gets you into, I guess, behind the scenes and different places where regular people can't go. My friend Joe went into the snack room and got us some sandwiches. Just walked in, sandwiches, walked out, and that was dinner. That was probably one of the high points of the convention besides hanging out with my friends and watching a really bad hentai that we actually fan-dubbed. We acted like we were fan-dubbing it. And my friend Sean has... You don't want to hear her do a fake orgasm. And then I played the man, which was kind of fucked up. But yeah, we are baka. Just know that. We're just all baka. Well, this T-Mode, I'm probably won't even go on Sunday. I might just go to hang out with my friends some more. Not even pay for the con. I'm sure I could have walked around without a badge and no one would have even cared. But then again, so little people, someone would have noticed. Speaking of the badges, it was just flimsy paper inside of a little plastic thing. Not even laminate, not even cool. Everything was just, well, oh, guess what? No art show. But even if they did have an art show, it would have sucked. This was not worth going to. And I'm sure it's going to be more of the same tomorrow. I'm not even sure if I even should get up early just to go down to Crystal City again on the metro. Yeah, because I'm like an hour away on the blue line. I think the best part was just hanging out, talking with Sean and Sam at Pentagon. And hanging, almost getting lost in the subway because I haven't been to Crystal City in so long. Man, I mean, this convention, my college convention could beat this convention, in terms of gaming anyway, because this is supposed to be an anime and gaming, big emphasis on gaming. We had a bigger emphasis on gaming at our last year when we had the entire community room with at least more than just 10 TVs and systems, lots of different systems and tournaments and everything. And our viewing room was way better because we had a big projection screen. Our artist alley had less tables, but there was a lot of talent there. I mean, they had some really talented artists, but they're mostly just people who were leftovers from Otakon because I saw their work at Otakon. I mean, when you go to the artist alley a lot, like I do, you tend to see some of the same people. I don't know. I just say hi to those I really like. There's this chick who does Yu-Gi-Oh! And Sailor Moon fan art. I mean, Usagi, also known as Serena, dating Yugi, which is really cute. I wish I could find her work or remember her name. Anyway, Sunday, I'm gonna try going just to hang out again. Maybe see Geek Comedy Tour if I could, because I do love Geek Comedy Tour. In fact, when I go tomorrow, Geek Comedy Tour is going to be awesome, because they were awesome at Kotsucon, so they have to be awesome here. If they're not awesome, fuck T-Mode. You heard me. Fuck T-Mode. I can't wait to tell the rest of my friends who didn't go how this con was, because they weren't missing shit. Anime USA is going to rule, though. Because everyone goes to Anime USA. I just never had the money to until now. I'm usually a Kotsucon, Otakon girl. You know, every 6 months, a convention. But I'm stepping it up this year in 07. I'm going to go to Anime USA. Then next year, Kotsucon, Otakon, AUSA, T-Mode. And I might squeeze in NekoCon. Yeah, by 2009 coming around, I should at least gone to 20 cons by then. And you know, try and promote myself more like I did at this con. Gave some flyers out to people I talked to, put some around in the areas where I should. Man, I mean, I feel sorry for all my friends who did get a hotel room, but they actually done a good thing because they get to party all night. They made the fun, and I helped make the fun when I visited them. In fact, when I had to leave, they were going to the pool and have a pool party. I didn't have my bathing suit, so I couldn't really do it. I was going to. I'm just like, hey, give me one of your boxers, and I'll just go in my bra and your boxers. I'll just go home commando if I have to, which I don't really mind doing. Yeah, that's a little bit TMI, but I mean, come on, guys, do it. I don't do it that often. I only do it when I need to or absolutely have to. And that was a needed to basis. Anyway, yeah, T-Mode, I'll do another report on Sunday. This was just Saturday's report. Well, we'll see. Okay, yeah, now it's back to being, well, semi-live. Alright, anyway, yeah, I'm expecting a really angry email from someone at that convention. But it wasn't what I have to add. This wasn't a 24-hour con, because if it was 24 hours, I would have got a 3-day pass and not have gone home just so I could get my money's worth. But yeah, it didn't. It's not. They said it was because of, I guess, lower staff, or they couldn't afford to have it for 24 hours, which is understandable, but still. I mean, it's kind of blah. Yeah, I ended up not going on Sunday, because I just didn't feel good. I caught a sickness from one of the members of our college room. Yeah. But I had my, I guess I could call them minions. My minions that reported back to me on stuff. For Friday, they told me that the rave sucked balls, because it wasn't a lot of people. Less than 10. Not much raving going on. Wasn't that cool. A waste of glow stick. The captains kicked major ass. I couldn't stay for the captains, even though I really wanted to, because going back on the subway late at night is not cool when you're in DC or going through DC. Sunday was basically just kind of blah. I told him to go to Geek Comedy Tour, because you wouldn't regret going to Geek Comedy Tour, even though it's 11 a.m. and I know you're probably going to sleep in. They also had a panel on Lolita fashion, which probably would have been interesting, especially since I really like frills and shit like that. Anyway, the people who work on, they were pretty cool. Well, they seemed pretty cool. When I first walked in, someone said, "Hey, Miley Self-Indulgence." I was like, "Yeah." They were like, "Yeah." And the staff was pretty nice, like that girl who helped me with the flyers. She gets a whole ups. But you know what? Despite me saying fuck T-Mode, I'm going to go next year. Wanna know why? Because every con, even the major con, started out small and blah. Every con starts out small and blah before. I bet 3 years from now, T-Mode will be as big as Anime USA and better and 24 hours. Maybe 10 years from now, it'll be like Otakon / Gen Con of the East Coast. And yeah, everybody has at least one bad T-Mode. I know in the future, it will be better. You'll probably have more people. They had some really good guests lined up, though. Fancy thing I wish I got to stay for. I think I'll have to ask my friends about that again. Yes, my little reporter minions who had their eyes on it for me. But yes, T-Mode, you may have sucked this year. I think you sucked this year. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Maybe it's because I'm spoiled by bigger, better cons and not used to these newbie cons, because this is T-Mode's third year. It used to be straight gaming, but this is his first time integrating anime, I hear. I can't tried to look up history on T-Mode. I barely could find anything, and I know they scare. T-Mode, I know someday you're going to grow up to be a nice big convention, and I'm still going to go next year. I'm not going to, you know, share a pass. I'll probably actually drop down some coin for this, because, well, I think it's going to grow up to be big someday. They also had P-Lander Z this year, and Nats. And I heard there was a breakfast where you could hang out with them. And they had Arm Cannon, which I also heard kicked ass. I already know P-Lander kicks ass. Saw them at Otakon. Nats I wasn't really interested in seeing, but he was hot. Or she, can't really tell by the picture I saw. But, yeah. Me and my friends talked all about it. T-Mode, short, going next year. Just for the hell of it, probably. Now that that's over, that long convention talk, here's a short review, because this podcast is getting really long. This is going to be the longest episode. Usually my podcast is only like 10-20 minutes at the most. Girl power. Girl power. Awesome. First of all, the character designs, just cute. Not chibi moe cute, but more like a cartoony gag manga cute. And it has very vibrant colors, and just that kind of makes you want to watch more. Here's the summary from the back of the box. Meet Umi, Sora, and Ao, three of the hardest working schoolgirls in all of Japan. The proprietors of the best odd job service around. They'll take on any task and guarantee the result. Unfortunately, spending your whole day doing other people's homework and cleaning sewers doesn't leave much time to go to school yourself. So when the girl takes on the task of convincing someone else to go back to school, it may prove their hardest job ever. Have these junior Jills of trades finally met their match? Find out in Girl Power. Now, this is based off the manga Makasete Iruka, published in Animage back in 1999 to 2001. And is directed by Akitaru Daichi, which is who is one of my favorite directors. Well, these three girls, they really are hardworking. They're very smart, independent, and you'll see at the beginning of the OVA, you'll see the little jobs they take on and type of jobs. You have your basic setup. You got the girl, and you got the tomboy girl. But then you got Ao, who is unique because she's the first character in anime I've seen who speaks sign language. They do translate it with subtitles, or one of the sisters will say what she's saying. And, wow, the story? They have to convince this kid to go to school. And the way they do so, they don't even try. They do try to, but then they're like, you know what? We don't even like school. Fuck it. So the kid joins them for a while and realizes what they do is really hard work. All the while, you have this kid who's trying to get the girls to go to school, and this old man who lost a ring and really wants them to find it, but of course they don't want to because he's supposedly pompous because of his bow tie and because his mustache curls at the ends. I could see this as a very good 13 to 26 episode series, and if it was in a series, it'd go more in depth, as in, why are the girls all alone? What happened to their parents? Why won't they service that old rich guy? And you know what they're doing this? What their goal is? They're going to buy an island so they can start their own country. And that's why they're working and money every day. And these girls, they grow their own vegetables and food. They get their own fertilizer through their own means. And they read high school level books or college level books just so they could help out people with more odd jobs, like if someone has to pay a loan back or don't know how, or if a high schooler really needs their homework to get done. They do it all. And it's a comedy, so you have lots of funny scenes. Like my favorite scene, Riku, that's his name, the new guy, the guy who's being convinced to go to school, and Sora, they go to this baseball game and their job is to be cheerleaders. So, of course, Sora being the girly, cute one, doing her cheer, and everyone's like, yay! But when he tries it, it's like, oh, no! And then it's just a bunch of people throwing shit at him. And the voice acting, I like the American dub better than the Japanese dub, which is weird, I know. But the Japanese one, I don't know, maybe it's because I watched that second, but it doesn't sound as cute or as cool or fitting for each character. While the English dub seems fitting, and not bad voices. I think they all done a really good job on it. And this is released from 80. It's been out since 04. You should still be able to find it. I actually was lucky finding this. $5 at Otakon. Lucky. And it has good, really good extras. It has a whole audio commentary, production sketches. They have an interview with Akitara Daichi and an interview with the voice actresses. And a Q&A with the Japanese voice actresses. And, wow, I suggest picking this up. It's a definite buy. Definite buy if you could find it. Now, one problem, I tried looking online. There's no more girl power. They did not make any more OVAs or make it into a series. I looked online, couldn't find anything about it except for this OVA. So I think this is it. Which is a shame. I want this to return. I would, if I had the money, I'd finance this to return. I'd finance this and lots of other anime that should still be going on or should have continued. Now, that's the end of my show. This is the longest episode. I'm never going to do an episode this long again. Like I said, for you who new listeners from T-Mode, it's usually about 10-20 minutes at the most. Yeah. So, I hope you enjoyed this. I'm also going to put up the links to the promos. And have a great day. Here's a hint about tomorrow. It's going to be very pirated. Heh heh heh. Just listen to Vega the Oda Gal. Please go to vegatheodagal.blogspot.com for all the show notes, links, and video. Also in the links, our forums. Thank you, Queshai, for the closing theme. Also email me at vegatheodagal@gmail.com or leave a comment on the Blogspot page. Also, people, remember, there's no such thing as too much anime. Laters.